Prepare me a memorandum, Volkonski. How dare you burst in here, sir?
General Kazusov, you see before you the unfortunate General Mack. We have been forced to surrender at Ulm.
Come in, General Volkonski. Please leave us.
Volkonski! Who's that? It's General Mack himself, isn't it?
I'm afraid so, Kozlowski.
You see the bandages around his head. So the rumors were true. The Austrians have lost.
Yes. Our exhausted men will be fighting a lot sooner than we ever bargained for.
War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Dramatized by Marcy Kahan and Mike Walker. Episode 2, Disillusionment.
Napoleon Bonaparte. In the year 1804, he crowned himself Emperor of France. Even then he was dreaming of an empire which would cover Europe and Russia. Concerned by his ambitions, the Tsar entered into an alliance with Austria. In 1805, the Emperor Napoleon led his Grande Armée east, out of France, across the Rhine, and destroyed the Austrian army at the Battle of Ulm. He was now free to advance upon Vienna and then trap the forces of Russia at the little village of Austerlitz.
Austria may have been defeated. Our soldiers may be marching to defend our borders. But here in Petersburg, the only talk is of our wealthy new Count Bezukhov and La Belle Hélène. There they are on the sofa, tottering on the brink of matrimony. Yes, Prince Vasily has stage managed it beautifully. When Pierre moved back to Petersburg after his father's death, wasn't it natural that he should move in with Vasily? After all, wasn't Vasily generously helping Pierre to administer his new fortune? And how convenient for everyone that Vasily's lovely daughter, Hélène, just happened to be at home every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. Only one problem. They don't seem to have anything to say to each other.
My dear Count Bezukhov, how lovely to see you again.
Pavlovna.
And always seated with La Belle Hélène. Well, who can blame you, Count? The beauty is a feast for the eyes.
My dear Anna Pavlovna, how kind.
Now, I mustn't bore you. You young people have many important matters to discuss, I have no doubt.
Would you like another drink, Hélène?
I haven't finished this one, Pierre.
Oh, so you haven't. Indeed, it's nearly three quarters full. When did this begin? Everywhere I go, people seem to assume that Hélène and I are about to announce our engagement. Anna Pavlovna is right. Hélène is remarkably beautiful. Those low dresses she always wears and that perfume. But I'm not in love. No, there's something about her. It's not that she's stupid exactly. It's something unwholesome. They say that her own brother Anatole was in love with her, and vice versa. That's why he was sent away.
Isn't the music nice, Pierre?
Charming. Perfectly charming. Oh, what am I thinking? She's a fine girl. She doesn't talk much, but what she says is always clear and simple. Everyone is staring at us. Her father hasn't taken his eyes off us all evening.
Anna Pavlovna, what are they saying?
Same as ever, Prince Vasily. Your daughter smiles at Pierre, and he watches her like a petrified squirrel.
What a maddening boy he is. It's time I brought matters to a head.
Really, Vasily, I don't see what you can do.
Don't you? Just watch this.
Dear children, Anna Pavlovna has just told me. I'm so pleased. I loved your father, Pierre. My little girl will make you a good wife. No one knows better than I. God bless you both. Anna Pavlovna, come congratulate the happy couple.
You are the match of the season, my dears. All Petersburg can now heave a sigh of relief. True love has triumphed.
Look at our dear Pierre. He's speechless with joy.
What must I say now? It's too late. It's all over. Besides, I think I love her.
Mademoiselle, Hélène, je vous aime. I love you.
Good morning, Papa.
Bonjour, mon prince.
What's that you say?
I.
Speak up. Silly goose. Well, take on. Are we to starve? Is Princess Maria to starve?
Papa. So, we ought to have company, Prince. Princess Lise will enjoy that.
Where is she, then?
Lise wasn't feeling very well, Papa. She thought that...
She thought, did she? Tick-con!
Come in, Your Excellency. Sorry, Your Excellency.
Oh, place is in turmoil.
See, Your Excellency, Papa.
Yeah, so you heard, did you, Mademoiselle? Yes, tea, of course, you fool.
I heard that His Excellency, Prince Vasily Kuragin, was to pay us a visit.
I secured him his first appointment in the service. Young puppy he was. And now he's bringing his son, Anatole. I cannot imagine why. Perhaps Princess Maria can tell us.
No, Papa, I really don't know.
You really don't, eh?
No, Papa.
He's coming to look you over, Maria, as your Moscow friends have no doubt informed you.
I did get a letter from
Judith. God knows why, when there are far more important issues at hand.
Surely not, Prince. A marriage is so...
A Russian army on Austrian soil, mademoiselle. Beyond Russian borders. We are becoming caught up in other people's problems when we should be attending to our own business.
But, Papa, Andre said...
Do you realize that half the officers in our armies are not even Russians? Tikhon, where is my tea?
Excellency.
We should leave Europe alone. Or they will drag Russia down with their quarrels and squabbles. Believe me, no good will come of it.
Colonel, Prince Bagration wishes to know why the retreat.
The army is not retreating. We are regrouping. It is quite simple, yeah?
I'm afraid not, sir.
As you are not a soldier, young man. There is the river, and beyond are the French, and here on the other side are we.
And the French are getting closer all the time.
You are getting closer.
My God!
There are only bullets, mine, here.
Colonel, orders were given here. Look.
And who are you?
Trubetskoy, Colonel. On Prince Bagration's staff. Please, if you'll just look at the orders. Here. Here is the river, and here is the bridge. There's the bridge, right there. And there are the French, getting closer. Please, Colonel, read the orders.
And who was given the orders?
To you.
I was told to pile straw and wood on the bridge, but to fire it, I have no orders.
Colonel, what was the point of gathering flammable material, placing it on the bridge, over which the French will shortly regroup in a forward direction, if it wasn't to burn it?
I know mine duty and mine orders. I will strictly obey.
Very well, sir. Here is a direct order from Prince Bagration. Burn the bridge!
I will read it...
Before the French cross, Colonel!
Life is our last!
Hey, young watchdog! You don't have long to wait for your first taste of battle.
No, no, sir.
Service for generals, my boy. In cavalry, we're comrades. Vaska Denisov, at your service.
He looks like he knows what he's doing. I wish I did.
All right, Wasnov.
Oh, yes, of course, son. Denisov, what are we supposed to be doing?
We're burning our bridges.
Come on, lads, stack it, both ends. Pile it high.
Earn another medal to pin on. Is he here, von Colonel Chieftain?
That is the bear, my fine fellows.
Horses off the bridge. Take it higher there, Kuznick. Tinder. Who's got a light? Come on, Ushenko. You're in charge of igniting this stuff.
What's up? You want to lend a hand here?
Richard! Maximus is down!
Get me, Squicko!
Hold on, mate. We'll get you out of here.
Oh, for Christ's sake, let me alone!
Hold him still!
Well, I'll show them I'm not afraid to face the French.
Come back, Wostok! You can't do any good on your own! Young fool! Land me now, lads! Get it well lit!
School! Cadet! Get back under cover! You will make a target!
Did you see? No, I didn't shy away. But where are the enemy? Where? It's all so confusing. It's like a dream. Everyone is scurrying around, and yet nothing seems to be happening. That's the Danube down there. The sky, how deep and blue and calm it is. And yes, mountains. There on the horizon, mountains all around us. If only I was there this very moment. Looking down on the valleys and the pine forests and the little villages with their winding streets and people going to market and...
Wostov! Are you hit, man? Wostov!
Yes, I'm all right.
Look, get off the bridge! The wood's caught! The whole thing will go any moment!
So, my young friend, you've had your first smell of battle.
Quite a fight.
It was, and no mistake. We worked like heroes, eh?
I froze. I couldn't move. I'm a coward. Out there on the bridge, when it mattered, I froze and I'm a coward.
You wait till your first cavalry charge, Wostov. That's what war is all about.
Maybe he didn't notice.
Oh, Colonel, sir! Beg to report, the bridge is burning!
The Prince Bagration will be informed. I have fired the bridge. A casualty, Captain.
No, nobody noticed.
Two men wounded, one killed.
Nothing. Two wounds and one in the spot knocked out. A good dispatch this will make, eh, gentlemen? Eh?
But all the same, I know.
Prince Andrei Bolkonski to see the minister, Herr Kreisky.
If you will wait, please. He's into the cycle.
I have dispatches.
Very well.
What can these people know about battle? Gaining victory from retreat probably seems easy when you're listening to Scarlatti in an Austrian palace. They wouldn't know what gunpowder smelled like.
You have come from Field Marshal Kutuzov?
Yes, sir.
Come in, sir. There has been an encounter with the French. A victory? It is high time.
Field Marshal Kutuzov was able to regroup after crossing the Danube, sir. The bridge at Enns was burnt, but a French division under Mortier forded the river and was defeated by Russian forces. It's all in the dispatch, sir.
The affair was decisive?
Yes, sir.
And yet the French commander escaped?
Was decisive, and yet the French commander escaped. That's what he said. I got as much welcome as a dog in a game of skittles.
Yeah, drink this. Though, I must say, the minister wasn't totally wrong.
You see things as a Russian diplomat in Austria, I believe, and I see them as a soldier.
I see them as your friend, André, and I'm glad to see you unharmed. But really, you retreated across the Danube, allowed one French division to follow, fell on it, and still let Marshal Mortier escape.
It's easy to talk about capturing French marshals beside the fire with a glass of fine wine in your hand, my dear believer.
I know, I know. Even so, victories need a point, real trophies, not a few miles of the Danube base.
But this is the first... The Austrian armies make blunder after blunder, and finally Kutuzov gains a real victory, and more to the point, shows that the French can be beaten, and nobody wants to know.
Exactly, my dear fellow. Bring us news of Austrian victories and the bells will ring. Kutuzov? Kutuzov, who is he? Just another Russian who won a skirmish by the river while Bonaparte has taken Vienna.
What?
The whole bag of tricks.
Does this mean the campaign is over?
Freya has been made to look foolish, and she doesn't like that. Her armies have been beaten by the French, her towns and villages looted, so they say, by her Russian allies.
And?
And I think she is secretly negotiating a peace treaty with Bonaparte.
That would be too base.
Time will tell, André. You need a night's sleep. The minister will want to see you again in the morning. And I have arranged a few entertainments.
Helen? Are you?
Yes.
It's me.
I know it's you, my dear. Who else would it be? Of course you can come in.
Hello,
Pierre.
What on earth is wrong with you, Pierre? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I didn't expect Anatole.
Well, if a chap can't pop in to see his sister, eh?
Stop it, Anatole, for goodness sake.
No. Of course you're welcome. That's the same time.
He's come to borrow money again. And kiss her shoulders like that.
Oh, don't get in the way, Pierre. You loom so. Now, Anatole, I have to get ready, so off you go.
Are you sure you can't manage a thousand?
No! You'll just have to get married.
Oh.
Now away with you.
Well, good day to you, dear sister, and to you too, Pierre, old man.
Goodbye, Anatole.
I didn't know you were going out.
I told you. You weren't listening, as usual.
I'm sorry.
You've always got some new interest. Seems to me you'll give your mind to anything except what might interest me.
I thought we might stay in this evening, have a little supper, play cards, be together for a while.
Oh, Pierre, don't be so boring. I'm going to the opera.
Oh, I see. It wouldn't be so bad if people went to listen to the music rather than look at each other.
Don't be a grouch. Society is important. How can a man who gives the grandest parties in Moscow think otherwise?
Yes. She shines in society. It's her world, and do I have the right to despise that? She's so beautiful, too.
When you leave, tell Marcia I'm ready to have my hair done.
Unapproachable.
You're dreaming again. Marcia.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll tell her to come at once. André, a word.
What's going on?
The French are going on, my friend. Or should I say coming on? The Austrian allies are retreating.
Weren't the Austrians to hold them back at Vienna?
They were. Well, they reckoned without Bonaparte. He smashed the defences.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Minister, what are the Austrian plans?
Plans? We will retreat and reform.
Bonaparte advances deeper into Austria and thus ever closer to Prussia and beyond that to our borders.
This is no joking matter.
You're right. As he advances, our forces will be cut off at the mercy of the French.
I must get back to the army at once.
Wait. You've no orders to return, have you?
No.
Well, then, the court will retreat to Ormuz. I have room for you in my carriage.
You stop joking, believe
me. I'm not. Listen to me. There are two possibilities. Either peace will be made before you reach your regiment, or it won't. And Kutuzov will be defeated and disgraced by Bonaparte. And so will you, André.
I can't argue about it. I'm going.
Princess, please.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Maybe you're scared, did I? Oh, that's no good for the baby.
I was looking at the snow on the trees. It's beautiful. Like a picture.
It's snow, that's all. You should get some air. You're looking...
I do feel a sort of heaviness.
Well, it's only to me... well, is there anything you need?
No. I should feel better for some company.
Is everyone in my house desperate for Vasily and his boy?
Well, it saves you taking Maria out into society if her suitors come here.
What's he like, this Anatole Kurágin?
He's very handsome.
And what's he doing running after Princess Maria? Who'd marry her for love?
Montpress, really, she's very lovely.
Lame. It's money and connections. Well, it's up to her. I have no objections. But he must be worthy of her. And that's what we'll see. That's what we'll see.
Mademoiselle.
Mon frère, I was just out.
Yes, yes, yes. Pass, pass, pass. It's all nonsense. Now, Patrick, have you cleared that snow from the drive yet?
Aye. Miss Vasili will have a clear path.
Well, shovel it back again.
He frightens me so.
Oh, he is scared too, my chère Princess Lise. He does not want to lose his daughter.
Then why is he so awful to everyone? Oh, I wish Andre were here.
Easy, easy, boy.
This isn't an army. It's a mob. The leader was right. If somebody doesn't take a firm hand soon, Bonaparte will only have to pick up the pieces.
Tarkovsky! Sir! Over here, sir! Sir!
What?
I have a letter, sir!
What's that?
A letter.
You've a letter for me?
From Prince Vasily Kuragin. A letter of introduction, sir.
Nothing from home. Nothing from Lise. Robetskoy.
Yes, sir.
You're on Bagration's staff?
I transferred, Prince.
Transferred?
Wanted to be in the front line.
I see. Good man.
You've come from Austrian headquarters.
I was lucky to get through.
Is it true about the peace and the capitulation?
I don't know anything beyond the fact that Bonaparte's got the Austrians on the run.
Well, we've been caught out, that's for sure.
We'll need more than luck this time.
Maybe that's why Kutuzov's here.
Here?
Just along the street.
I have to see him. I've got dispatches.
I want the Kiev Grenadiers ready by noon.
Yes, Your Excellency.
And the Podolian Hussars, 4th Division.
4th Division?
Will be ready to move off with all their ordnance and other supplies by 3 at the latest. The 4th Guards will accompany them. And their sharpshooters...
Tuzko's so old, so tired. An old peasant, exhausted after a long day in the fields, who finds his hut is on fire and that he must make one last effort.
Yes, Excellency.
Oh, Prince, you've returned to us.
I have dispatches, sir.
Yes, in a moment. I'm giving the orders for General Bagration's attack.
What about the Austrian capitulation?
My orders are for attack. Have that sent at once, will you?
Sir?
Now, Prince, what can I do for you?
I was hoping I might serve where the action is.
I need good officers here. Everything is still before us.
Our position...
Yes, yes, our position is difficult. It's also simple. If we stay still, the whole French army will fall on us. If we move forward, our supply lines will be cut and will be picked off in the Austrian Alps. And if we retreat, the French will fall upon us as we're marching.
We'd be cut to pieces.
Unless a mobile force can cover 60 miles of rough country at high speed and stand facing the Vienna road and hold the French until the rest of the army can arrive and prepare for battle.
For Bagration's command.
Exactly. And if one third of them survive, it'll be a miracle.
Sir, let me go with him.
I told you I need good officers here.
I want to resolve things, sir. Be in the center of action. I want to sweep away all of this confusion, diplomacy.
Yeah. You think battle is any different, Prince?
Yes, sir. Things will be clear. Everything will be very simple. A matter of acting well or badly. Living or dying. So that's the French army.
What's that, sir?
The French.
Oh, that's them, all right.
There's
a lot of them. If I was you, sir, I'd get off that horse. Don't want to make an easy target.
Good idea.
If you want to see some action, sir, then stay with us here. We'll be pounding away soon enough.
Bukowski, I'm with Prince Bagration's staff.
Captain Tushin, artillery. And that is Medvedev. Best gun layer in the regiment. Hey, Semyon, you might get some drink.
Yes, sir. I've come from the main army.
What's it like over there?
Kutuzov is pulling things together, but I thought it would be more lively in the front line.
Well, Good for you, sir.
Now,
there's a fellow who's on to fight. Look at him, going right up to the French and giving it to them.
I know that man. Dolokhov.
No, he's just an ordinary soldier, sir.
Dolokhov. Just reduced into the ranks over that business with Pierre and Anatole Karate. They walk clear, he pays. But then he always was a desperate fella.
Looks like it's going to begin, sir.
Again. Yes, I must find the general.
Right, lads. Check your slow match and your gunpowder.
I must find General Bagration.
Up on the ridge there. Sergeant, sir. A few more bags on the breastwork. And you, Semyon.
Sir.
Ivanka.
Sir.
Make sure you swab those barrels clean after every shot.
Yes, sir.
Every shot, mind. Right. Load.
Loading. Ready.
Another three turns, Mitya. Give it a bit more elevation.
Yes, sir.
Prepare to fire.
What are your orders?
No one has exactly given us any.
But if you haven't any orders, how... General Bagration, I've come with an urgent report.
Yes, yes, of course you have, my dear fellow. Now, just wait a moment.
Sir, the order is ours. I'm marching from the center to the left flank, as you ordered. But won't that leave Captain Tushin's artillery exposed? The redoubt will be overrun.
So I see, Stepanov, yes. Everything seems to be proceeding as one would hope.
Sir, a message from Colonel Orlov. He's facing the mass of the French center and is falling back on the Kiev Grenadiers.
Yes, yes, very good.
But what should Colonel Orlov...
Carry on. Tell him to carry on.
There's men moving down there in the valley like a game.
Ah, my dear Reshevsky. Are the 4th and 7th battalions of the 6th? All of Fusiliers advancing here.
Yes, they are, General.
Mm-hmm.
General, that battery over on the right.
Yes, good fellows. Keeping up a brisk fire.
They're terribly exposed, sir. The Fusiliers, now.
Well, they march well. Well done, my lad. Give them a taste of Russian spice. Close up, lads. Close up. Forward and God be with us. Ah, Colonel.
I have been looking for you, mein General, for much time.
We shall need your Pavlograd advance soon, I dare say.
He's not giving any orders. It's just as if he's letting everything happen and giving it a nod of approval as it goes past.
Ah, young man, Okonski. You might be so kind as to ride down to the battery over there. It does seem rather exposed. Perhaps retreat. After all, we don't want to present the French with our artillery, do we?
Very good, sir.
Now, Colonel, that cavalry of yours. Ah, oh, I do love to see cavalry on the move, but...
Look, there's Bogdanovich on his way back. We'll be on the move soon, mark my words.
If only they'd be quick.
Not long to wait now, Wostov, hey?
Yes, I'm ready. This is going to be all right. It's going to be fine, isn't it, Vaska?
You twist your old Denisov, my friend. It will be splendid.
The 3rd Hussars in will fall.
What? What's that he's saying?
Fall in! Fall in!
Fall in!
Draw sabers!
Draw sabers! Draw sabers! Draw sabers!
It's happening now. Nothing can stop it.
At the trot, forward.
At the trot, forward. At the trot, forward.
At the trot, forward.
Panther!
Panther! Panther!
Now, my fellows, charge!
The charge. Am I really? What is this? Yes. Yes. Won't I cut at them? Don't get in my way now. There they are. I'm not moving. Why aren't I moving? Am I hit? Am I dead? Where is everyone? Easy, Rook, easy. Well, there was an army out there. Where? Where? Ow! Oh, my wrist is...
Oi! Oi!
Over here. I'm hit. I need help.
Oi! You, Russian! Hands up! Hands up!
Oh, my God. Where's my sword?
Hands up!
No! Not me. Everybody likes me. You can't shoot me. You can't.
Oh, shut the window, Emily. It's freezing.
It is better for the complexion. Princess Maria must have some colour. She's so pale.
Oh, it's the dress. It's too tight.
Oh, nonsense.
A dress cannot be too tight, Maria, when you're meeting an attractive man.
Oh, I wish I could wear something of wonder.
Here they are.
Oh, here they are.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, they know how to dress.
Can you make him out?
Prince Vasili?
No, the Sir Nanadol. Is that him?
No.
When they pull round to the front, perhaps.
How well you know him, Princess, please.
What's he really like? Is he such a great rake?
Well, you know he was involved in that terrible business with Dolohov and Count Pierre Bezukhov.
Oh, what happened?
Well, Dolohov was reduced to the ranks.
Why did they write? Oh, why are they coming? I just can't go into the drawing room in front of him. What is he like? What can I say to him? And Lise and Amelie, they're going to dress me up and make me into... something I'm not. Oh, why did Papa let them come?
Well, why not marry her if she's really got so much money? I mean, money never comes amiss.
Absolutely, my dear boy. And don't you ever forget it.
I'm not likely to. I say, it's a bit of a dreary pile, isn't it?
The prince is a man of the old school, Anatole.
Ah, boring and opinionated. You've been joking apart, Papa. Is she really so ugly?
Never mind her. What you have to worry about is the old prince. Be respectful and be careful.
Oh, come on.
You know what I mean.
All right. But if it gets nasty, I'm off.
Ah, Maria. Allow me to introduce Anatole Karagin.
My God, she's devilish plain.
Princess, I am your humble servant.
Oh, he's beautiful. Welcome to Bald Hill. And his father...
Ma chère Princess Maria, I'm so very glad to meet you again.
Prince Vasili, yes. Since we met...
It was in Moscow, I believe. Was it at Anna Pavlovna's soiree?
I don't go much into society.
Ah.
It was at Anna Pavlovna's that we last talked, Prince Vasili.
Ah, I remember you there. The brightest jewel, my share, Princess.
He will have you all to ourselves. In time, someone is... I should say something to him, but he's so splendid. If he were to make me an offer, what could I answer? How could I answer?
Is he going to speak? No. Thank God. I've never talked to plain women.
I could love a man like that. His face is so calm and kind and...
The little French piece there, that's a different matter.
Have you been in Paris lately?
Do you know the city, mademoiselle?
I love Paris, Monsieur Anatole. It is in my heart.
You must tell me.
Oh, Papa.
Vasili. How do you do, ma'am?
I am well, mon prince. God be thanked. And this is my son, Anatole. I beg you to favor him with your friendship.
Yeah, a fine young fellow. Come here, boy.
I am honored to meet you, Prince.
Good.
Is something wrong, Prince?
Well, yes, come here.
Yes, Papa.
What's this? Huh?
My hair.
So you do it up for visitors in this ridiculous style? Well, I tell you before, those same visitors, do not ever in future change your style of dressing it without my consent.
It was my idea, Prince.
You may do as you wish, but she may not make a laughing stock of herself. Stay where you are, madame.
I think that coiffure suits Princess Maria very well.
Now you, Anatole.
Yes, Prince?
Come and sit beside me. Tell me all about yourself. We should get better acquainted, you and I. I hear you're with the army. General staff, is it?
Actually, sir, yes, I want to serve at the front. Yes.
Fighting for your country. Good man. I like that.
Captain Tushin,
I was ordered to report to General Prince Bagration.
Ah, the artilleryman. He's not pleased, you know.
But I
General, Captain Tushin is here.
Ah, Captain, what's this we hear about your guns, huh, sir? Lost them to the enemy, I hear.
Well, your Excellency, I hadn't the men or the horses.
But surely it would have been possible to have withdrawn under the covering fire of our infantry.
It was, well, you see...
It doesn't look very good, does it? Losing guns to these people?
Sir, if I might speak.
Bolkonski, was there something?
You sent me to Captain Tushin's position.
Did I? I dare say I did, yes.
I found 2/3 of his men casualties. There were no horses, and there was no covering Russian infantry.
Ah, yes, of course. Well, they were redeployed.
And if I may be permitted to say, sir...
Go on, Prince.
It was Captain Tushin's guns which held the line long enough for the main army to reach us. Without his courage and the courage of his men, we would not have another chance at the French.
Well, as you say... As you say. Now, Trubetskoy, Field Marshal Kutuzov has summoned me to Army HQ, and I want you along to take note.
Well, thanks, my dear chap. You got me out of a nasty scrape there. I'm more grateful than I can say. Goodbye, Prince, and good luck.
What does it mean? It's all so unlike what I hoped for. Glory? No, there's nothing glorious about this. Action? No, it's a scramble for position, for reward, and decent men like Tushy. What happens to them?
Dika, a drink for Prince Vasily.
I'll be frank with you, Monsieur, if I may.
Of course.
I know you can see through people, and I admit Anatole is no genius, but he is a decent lad. Good son, and you make a good relative.
You think I want to marry my daughter off, get rid of her?
Not at all. I know how much you value her, mon cher. But a woman needs a husband to be settled.
That's what you think, is it? Marriage at any price.
It's good to see one's children settled. Now that my Hélène...
has married that rich fool Bersuhoff.
They make a charming couple. And so will Anatole and your own sweet Maria.
Well, don't keep her chained up. Must be her decision.
But of course. How could it be anything else?
Still downstairs, are they?
Very young.
They're dazzled by your boy. And he thinks I don't notice.
I beg your pardon, Prince? Notice what?
He thinks I'm an old fool. But I notice everything, I tell you. Everything.
You play very well, Princess. But I wish you could manage something more lively.
Thank you, Anatole. I could play to him in the evenings. You can see he's sensitive and loves music.
The princess is a fine musician.
I can hear that. And I can see what you're up to, you little French minx.
Her touch is so gentle.
How good she is to me. And look how her eyes are sparkling tonight. She must hope that Anatole and I...
If Lord Bourrienne came along too, now that would make for an interesting marriage.
Husband, could it be... that I might be so happy with such a friend and such a husband.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you are tired. I'm sorry I've been so selfish playing to you.
Oh, no, please, Maria. Your playing was charming.
It has been a long day for you, Monsieur Anatole.
It has. Travelling, you know.
Perhaps we should say good night.
Perhaps we should. Princess Maria.
Good night, Anatole.
Mademoiselle Bourrienne. Your servant.
Good night. Should I have been livelier? Would he have liked...
Maria! Wait!
Papa, I thought you would be in your rooms. I was just...
Maria, a proposal has been made to me on your behalf.
Papa, how am I to understand you? He's asked for my hand.
How? Prince Vasily finds you to his taste... as a daughter-in-law.
What do you think, Papa?
Well, I'm not going to be married. Leave me out of it. What do you think?
I only want to carry out what you wish. But if I had to express my own feelings, I...
Wonderful. So you'll get you and your diary and Bourrienne. She'll be the wife while you...
Papa!
No, I was joking.
What do you mean?
I meant nothing. I hold that you have the right to choose for yourself. I know you'll pray over it, but it must be your choice, Maria. Yes or no? Yes or no? Now, good night. Get along to bed. Tick on. Where are you, you lazy dog? I could sell you.
My choice, yes or no. Oh, yes. And those things he said about Amelie. No, he's wrong. She'll be happy. So happy for me. I must tell her.
So very difficult, Anatole. Being a young woman. A stranger in this cold, distant land.
You're no stranger to me, Amelie. You and I...
We understand. I have been waiting.
Yes. My love, we understand each other.
Anatole! Amelie!
Princess Maria, are you...
Princess Anatole! Oh, Amelie!
Princess Maria, I can explain.
How could you?
Oh, my God, I'm so ashamed.
Well, that's that, I should think.
Anatole, I don't understand.
Well, you know how it is. But then, of course, how could you, stuck out here in the back of beyond?
What was happening?
Princess, good night.
Summon! Nikolai wounded a leper. Nikolai!
It's only a little wound.
You made an officer. He wrote it himself. You haven't seen the letter.
I haven't read it. And if Rubetzko is taking it to Mama.
We must go there.
Poor Mama.
Wait.
Sonia. Do you... remember Nikolai?
Do I remember him?
I mean, can you remember every single detail about him? I do, everything. But not Boris. I don't remember him a bit.
Of course you can remember him.
Oh, I know what he's like, but that's not how it is with Nikolai. If I shut my eyes, I can see him. But Boris... not a thing.
Natasha, I fell in love with your brother once and for all. And whatever happens to me, I shall never stop loving him. Ever. Ever.
Will you write to him?
If he writes to me, I'll write back.
You wouldn't feel shy?
No. No, of course not.
I would. If Boris wrote to me, I wouldn't write. I just couldn't.
Girl, come along now. Mama is going to read Nikolai's letter to us all.
Boris Rubetzko, you old dog. Are you skulking in there?
Well, goodness me. Nikolai! How you changed. Come in.
Pretty cushy, Boris. You damn general staff dandies.
Looks like you're out for a Sunday afternoon stroll, not a war.
Don't shout so much, you'll scare the horses.
I didn't see any horses.
Well, there you are, then.
Damn funny.
Well, I'm glad you're here anyway. I've letters from home.
I say, really?
And some money the Count sent.
Well, he shouldn't. He can't afford...
Well, don't worry.
I say, Boris, give me the letters.
They're all well there.
I should have written sooner.
Well, you're on active service. How could you?
Better than being on the staff.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Shall I send some wine?
Of course. No, on the staff. You're all lackeys.
I don't agree. Why shouldn't a man want to get on? Make a brilliant career.
Then stay on the front line, old chap.
Well, if I had a choice, I would, of course.
That's quite...
a prince. Nikolai, do you know Prince Andrei Bolkonsky?
I haven't had that pleasure.
My friend, Nikolai Rostov, with the Hussars.
The Hussars, yes.
I had hoped to catch you alone, but that's quite lost off. Perhaps we could have a word later.
And how is the war going at present, Prince?
We managed to stop them at Schöngraben. That at least gives us a chance.
Yes, I know. I was there.
Well, there are a great many stories about that affair.
Oh, there are always stories, but our stories come from men who are under enemy fire. Men who have a right to speak, not general staff dandies who get decorations like cakes at Easter.
Nikolai, the prince is a personal friend of mine.
A race to which you assume I belong.
I'm not talking about you. I don't know you. And frankly, I don't want to. I'm speaking of staff officers in general.
Prince,
you seem to want to insult me. Well, do. But you must admit the time and place could be better chosen. In a few days we'll be fighting a more serious duel. However, if you wish to go ahead, you know my name, and the best boy will let you know where to find me. But if you will allow me to give you a little advice, as an older man, forget it. Trebetskoy, I will see you later.
That bumptious little...
Please, Nicky, for goodness sake!
Still, he stood his ground. He's got something there.
Hello. Look, a letter from Andre. Seems there's to be a battle with us, so it's... I envy these men of action.
Andrei Belkonsky. Such a terribly serious man. I always feel as if he's examining everything, and none of it is good enough for him.
Oh, no, he's not at all like that. I grant you, he's serious. He really thinks about things.
It looks like he's got a bad smell under his nose to me.
Yes. I came to talk about something important. That's to say, after all is said and done, we are. After all, Andre will be a father soon enough.
Yes. And look what poor Lise has had to suffer. Locked away in the country with that ogre of a father of his.
But children, they are, after all...
A bother, Pierre.
A great gift.
You want children?
Well, doesn't everybody? But, don't you feel any... as if you might be... perhaps...
I'm not such a fool as to want children. And I can assure you, husband, that I am not such a fool as to have them. So don't even think about it.
Well, Prince, Anatole's happiness lies in the hands of votre charmante Maria. What shall her answer be? Yes or no?
Whatever, Vasily, it will be hers. I have asked her to join us.
Oh?
I would have thought your boy would have been here, too.
Oh, he's so sensitive. Ma chère princesse, I was just telling your esteemed father that Anatole's hopes lie in your own dear, sweet and loving heart. Maria, whom I have loved as a daughter since I was first honoured with the friendship of your...
Yeah, the prince makes you a proposal, Maria. Are you or are you not willing to be the wife of his son, Anatole? Yes or no? Yes or no?
My desire, Papa, is never to leave you, never to part my life from yours. I do not wish to marry.
Nonsense. Rubbish. Come here, Maria. Stop on nonsense.
Papa, I do not wish to marry.
Maria. Maria. Well, Vasily, you have your answer.
This is a day I shall never forget. Marcia Maria. But can you give us no hope? The future is so vast. Say, perhaps.
Prince, what I have told you is all my heart can say.
Then there's an end to it. We're of one mind. Go on back to your room, Maria. Prince Vasily. So glad to have seen you again.
Sorry. I'm that old fellow. Make way, make way. Ah! What's up?
Pull out a stick, will you? I need a light.
Vasca.
Yeah, you were dreaming.
Give me a light, there's a good fellow.
I was thinking about the review today. Wasn't it splendid? Parading past the Tsar himself.
We put on a fine show.
Now he's with the army, we can't lose. Well, there's no pretty girls to fall in love with, so you've fallen in love with the Tsar. Denisov, don't joke about it. It's such a fine feeling, such a...
I agree, Wostov. I sympathize.
A shave feels. They do you credit.
No, you don't understand. Looking at him today, he was so young, and yet I thought, one word from him and all these thousands of men, me too, would gladly die for him, for Russia. Didn't we cheer him?
Aye, we did that all right.
And tomorrow he'll be there, as we face the French. He'll be there.
Come! Believe it, you here.
Well, we diplomats do sometimes put our valuable hides at risk.
Come in, Andre. You're looking hot and dusty.
And you're looking as cool as ever. What's the position?
Well, the balloon goes up tomorrow, then we'll know for sure.
What about the Council of War? Were you there?
I was. I had to report back to the minister.
Did Kutuzov manage to get his plan accepted?
Do you think, old fellow? Kutuzov wants to hold back, build up the reserves. And I'm afraid that does not go down at all well with our dashing young Tsar. With all respect, of course.
We're going to fight, for sure.
It seems to be what is required by the situation.
And so Kutuzov has no voice.
Our leaders have a plan, Andre. They've worked out the tactics and the strategy. And if everything goes according to the science of war, well... As to what Bonaparte may think of our Russian plans...
You saw him recently, didn't you?
I delivered certain messages from the High Command.
Well, what's he like?
A man in a grey overcoat who wants to be called Your Majesty. A man who is waiting for us to attack.
Attack? Where? I was at the front. The French are like mist. You can't get hold of them.
In confidence, my dear fellow. Kutuzov thinks we shall lose at Austerlitz tomorrow. But don't worry. The reputation of Russian arms will be safe.
What are you saying?
Apart from the Tsar and Kutuzov, there is not one Russian commander in our army. General Wimpfen, Le Comte de Langeron, Prince von Hohenlohe, and Prish, and every letter in the alphabet to follow, like all those Polish names.
Can't things be managed better than this? Can't Kutuzov make himself heard? Or is it all a question of influence and court and Tsar and... Tomorrow, thousands of men may very likely die. And I may die as well. Everything may be over for me. All these memories I carry. This. Yes. How I loved her. Once. And father, Maria, the child, all of that might be gone. And yet tomorrow, I might show what I can do. Glory. Yes, I do want that. Fame. Glory in battle. To be immortal in men's memories. I would give. God help me. I would give everything I have for that.
Fine men, all of them.
Yes, Emperor.
A hard fight. These Russians, they know how to stand and die.
The sky. Where is it? That lofty sky I did not know till now, but saw today, so huge, so vast. Oh, God, this pain. What happened? The battle? Glory. Oh, yes. I carried the flag. I, Andrei Bolkonski, was a hero.
There, that young man. Is he alive?
He is badly wounded, sire. I think he is dying.
I think he is dying. Father. Maria. Please. The child. My child.
In episode 2 of War and Peace, dramatized by Mike Walker, Simon Russell Beale played Pierre Batsukov, Amanda Redman, Ellen Batsukov, Emily Mortimer, Natasha Rostov, and Gerard Murphy, Andrei Bolkonski. Nikolai Rostov was Jonathan Furr, Maria Bolkonski, Abigail McKern, and Old Prince Bolkonski, Richard Johnson. Sean Baker was Count Rostov, James Simmons, Anatole Kuragin, Chris Pavlo, Dolohov, Hugh Dixon, Prince Vasily Kuragin, Alison Pettit was Sonia, Tracy Ann Oberman, Lise Bolkonski, Rachel Atkins, Mademoiselle Bourienne, Boris Dubretskoy, David Brooks, Vaska Denisov, Christopher Scott, and Napoleon was played by John Rowe. Other parts were played by Jörn Meredith, Stephen Thorne, Gerard McDermott, Antonia Fuebu, David Bannerman, and Chris Wright. The narrator, General Kutuzov, was played by Leo McKern. The music was by Neil Brand. Technical presentation was by Richard Beedsmore, Anne Bunting, and Colin Guthrie. The production assistant was Louise Grealish. The director was Owen O'Callaghan.